The city where everybody knows their lane. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank. Presented by Dell Small Business. Presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. It may surprise some people, but the Seattle protest zone that the president has threatened to re-liberate is being open to traffic again. After complaints from local residents that the perpetual protests were strangling minority-owned businesses and keeping people awake at night and making it difficult for aid trucks and garbage collection, the head of Seattle's transportation department negotiated an agreement to replace the unofficial barricades with new official barricades.
We expanded the area up here to make sure that we had enough space for protests. We're putting in these concrete blocks, plywood on top of that, so we can have community protest expression.
By which he means graffiti. Yes, workers actually covered the new barricades with plywood to make them graffiti-friendly. The barricades also protect the deserted police precinct as well as the huge Black Lives Matter community street mural. But that's not all. Like most cities, Seattle has carpool-only lanes, bus-only lanes, and bike-only lanes, but now it may be the first city in America to provide a protester-approved, protest-only lane right next to a deserted police precinct. I know that people think the city's crazy to be so accommodating, and yet since police vacated that precinct, there's been no common enemy to yell at, so that whenever shouting breaks out, it's between the various groups within the crowd itself. How crazy is that? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.